I'm Brandon Zerbe, and welcome to the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week in fitness, nutrition, sleep, cognition, finance, and minimalism to help you become healthier and happier. This week, I'm covering the average American expenses. Let's get into it. Have you played the latest Call of Duty Warzone game, or Minecraft, or Animal Crossing? I'm sure they're great games, but would be even better with a newer console and upgraded controller. Have you gotten a pet lately? They're fun and loving, but would be cuter with a new collar, toys, and obviously a hot dog bed. A bed that's shaped like a hot dog with the dog in it. Anyways, what about an indoor garden with dozens of plants that require new pots and shelves and fertilizer? These were a few of the hottest consumer trends throughout the past year that nearly everyone participated in. Trends that cost most people hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Trends fueled by relentless consumer marketing, personal fear of missing out on the hot dog bed, and lack of financial education. Well, as I watched these trends pass by on the sideline, distracted by my fear of missing out on the perfect sleeping posture, while passing a kidney stone in the hospital from eating too much spinach, I began to wonder how much the average American spends in a year. I mean, with the average American owing around $7,000 in credit card debt and tens of thousands of dollars in student and auto loan debt, you'd think the average American wouldn't be spending much to pay back these debts, right? That makes sense. Well, what do I know? Let's have a look. Let's start off with one of the big three expenses, housing, at $20,679 per year. Most people think that if a mortgage payment is equal to a rent payment, then renting is just throwing away money, so they go and buy a house. But most people don't also take into consideration taxes, maintenance, furnishings, transaction costs, and upkeep. All these costs add up quickly too. Now, I'm not saying buying a house is a bad option, it's just important to take into consideration all the associated costs when planning your budget. For me, I'm still renting a single-bedroom apartment at $950 a month. With internet and electricity costs, this adds up to about $12,720 per year, which is much lower than the average American. And if I was splitting the cost with a roommate, which is a good idea in most situations, that'd be cut in half. So I think the average American housing expenses are relatively high. I guess it's not too unreasonable. The second of the big three is transportation at $10,742 per year. I have to be honest, I don't quite understand Americans' obsessions with cars. The average auto loan in the US is a 7-year loan at $30,977 with an interest rate of 5.73%. That's a lot of money, and then you have to add on maintenance, insurance, gas, and at least one bumper sticker showing your political party support. And I mean, why do people care so much about cars? Why do people care about 0 to 60 times and top end speed so much when 99% of the time you're loosely following the legal speed limits? Why do people care that their car looks cool and is stylish when it's parked outside, idle, and depreciating in value 96% of the time? I don't know. I just see a vehicle as something that can safely get me from point A to point B reliably. Despite that, at age 25, I fall into this same trap by leasing a new car worth around $32,000 for 3 years. After the lease, I decided I wasn't going to do that again and decided to buy out the car. I've since paid off the car in full and no longer have an auto loan. Now, my 2016 Chevy Malibu Hybrid is worth around $12,000 and doesn't cost me a lot in gas or maintenance. I plan on keeping it for many years, but if I could do it again, I'd definitely prioritize a used, reliable car with good gas mileage that I could pay for without a loan. I tell my 25-year-old self to just get a 4-year-old Chevy Malibu for around $12,000 and call it a day. Needless to say, I think this is a key area where Americans could save money, but the $10,742 average isn't too unreasonable. Then there's the last of the big three, food, at $8,169 per year. Let's break this number down. About half of this budget is for groceries while the other half is eating out. I don't think $4,000 a year in groceries is unreasonable, especially if you're buying organic or local ingredients, which I'd consider an investment in your health. Are most Americans buying groceries that way? Probably not, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And this is about how much I spend per year in groceries, which I initially thought was high because I buy more expensive ingredients, but apparently, it's on par with the average American. The other half is on restaurants, about $4,000 per year, $333 per month, or $77 per week eating out. I totally get eating out once or twice a week for convenience, the experience, or to try something new, but $4,000 seems like a lot to me, and with many restaurants' dine-in options closed, ordering out is now the go-to. Unfortunately, your meal price can double or triple with delivery fees, service fees, upcharges, and double tipping. On top of that, it takes almost an hour to decide what you want to order and get it delivered. Because of this, I just don't eat out too much and spend about $500 per year on restaurants. It's about $10 per week for a meal. I'll usually order online and pick up in person. But I suppose the total $8,169 for food isn't too unreasonable. The big three in housing, transportation, and food take up around two-thirds of the average American's expenses. And if you want to cut down your spending significantly, those three would be the place to look. But let me quickly cover the remaining expenses that make up the last third, or $23,446. Pensions and Social Security at $6,645. For privacy reasons, I'll pass on disclosing this number for me, but it's one of the good expenses on this list. Pensions and Social Security are an investment in your future. Healthcare at $5,193. For me, it's about $3,000. Going with a high deductible plan can save you money, especially if you're healthy. Most of this expense for me is just maxing out my HSA, as my health, dental, and vision insurance are almost completely covered by my employer. Entertainment at $3,090. I'll peg my number around $1,000 per year. For the Call of Duty, pets, and plants. For better or worse, I don't have a gaming console or pets, but I do have a ficus tree that makes an appearance in my Health Sciences Plus workout videos. Despite that, my entertainment is usually in the sporting format: golf, hockey, skiing. Apparel at $1,883. For me, it's about $250. My hot take: people have way too many clothes. I might buy a new pair of shoes, some boxers or socks throughout the year, but otherwise, I don't buy clothes. Trying to stick with the trends is a loser's game and just takes too much effort for me. Education, $1,443. For me, it's about $2,000. Another good expense. If there was a category you should be increasing, this would be it. Over the last year, I've been taking physical fitness, nutrition, and financial training courses, which have been worth the price of admission. Alcohol and smoking, $899. I don't think I need to say anything about this one. Personal care at $786. For me, it's about $200. This seems like a lot of money for just some soap bars, shampoo bottles, toothpaste, and deodorant, but maybe that's why I'm not on the cover of Men's Health. Who knows? And then miscellaneous charges of $3,507. I pegged mine around $2,000. And that covers the $63,000 worth of expenses for the average American. I decided to summarize my expenses for the past year and came up with about $27,734. This is significantly lower than the average, but I don't feel like I'm living a frugal lifestyle. It doesn't feel like I'm penny pinching or coupon cutting or waiting for any particular moment in time to spend significantly more. It's not like I'm dying from not buying a new gaming console or plants or even a hot dog bed. It just feels normal. So let me get to my final thoughts. Going through each of these items individually, it doesn't seem like the average American is spending an unreasonable amount of money. But if the average American is $15,000 in debt, it's hard to have that same perspective. Sure, I think if you've made it past my fourth step to financial freedom, where you have an emergency fund, paid off all your bad debt, and have some retirement accounts being funded, lifestyle inflation is acceptable. You should be able to spend a little more and indulge. But if you aren't planning for your future with retirement investments, and you're struggling with debt already, I just can't see a scenario where anyone should be buying a hot dog bed. Thanks for joining me on the My Health Sciences Weekly Podcast, where I bring you topics each week to improve your health and happiness through sustainable, evidence-based, healthy habit change. If you'd like to receive weekly updates on the three most important things I've read, watched, and listened to within the past week, sign up for the My Health Sciences Weekly Newsletter. Those on this list will never miss any of the latest and most important information I share about health and happiness. And if you're interested in taking the next step in your journey to health and happiness, check out My Health Sciences Plus. This monthly program provides you with the exact recipes, meal plans, workouts, and exercise programs I use to get and stay in the best shape of my life. Thanks again, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.